Proverbs every day. We are looking at episode 292. Yeah. Jamming on. Jamming right on. All right. Well, I tell you what, y'all, let's start off with a little bit of prayer and then we'll dive right in here. Father God, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for your guidance, your wisdom. Lord, we want to dance within that. We want to be joyful. We want to be people that are so filled with your love for us that we cannot help but exude your character. So, Father, this morning we ask that you would grant us the truth that is needed for that, that you would reveal that to us, that the words on the page would not just simply be words, but be granted a deeper spiritual understanding for us this morning. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs 17 in the New Living Translation. Better a dry crust eaten in peace than a house filled with feasting and conflict. A wise servant will rule over the master's disgraceful son and will share the inheritance of the master's children. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart. That's what we've talked about both of those before, so I'll let it go for today. But yeah, it's not an easy thing we're talking about here. Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Liars pay closest attention to slander. We have a very heavy gossip-oriented society. And yeah, it's fueling that fire. And we need to not be people that fuel that fire, all right? Those who mock the poor insult their maker. Those who rejoice at the misfortune of others will be punished. Grandchildren are the crowning glory of the aged. Parents are the pride of their children. Or fathers are the pride of their children. Okay. Eloquent words are not fitting for a fool. Even less are lies fitting for a ruler. I just got to highlight that one. A bribe is like a lucky charm. Whoever gives one will prosper. So this is a very confusing verse, isn't it? A bribe is like a lucky charm. Whoever gives one will prosper. And they're excited about it. It is a very odd proverb. I'm not going to lie. In fact, why don't we do this just right now while we're thinking of it? Let's go ahead and cross-reference that so you can see what I'm saying. We'll go into the Amplified. And in that it says, a bribe is like a bright, precious stone in the eyes of its owner. Wherever he turns, he prospers. Right here. Huh. A bribe is like a, I'll saw that then red. Yeah, it is a very odd. It's one of those things where it's like there's other proverbs that speak against bribes. And so it is a very odd thing. This is one that I think maybe needs some additional revelation for. Actually, let's do this. Let's put this one in another one we've read before. It might give some additional color here. The message. Receiving a gift is like getting a rare gemstone. Any way you look at it, you see beauty refracted, which is a very, very different way to say that. Like a completely different way to say that, actually. Which makes me wonder a little bit about that translation, too. Is bribe something that we're seeing as giving a gift? You know, but I think there's an implication where it says a bribe that's really a gift meant to get a result out of it. Yeah, that is a very odd one. That's a hard one to nail down. I'm not going to lie to you. We might have to just let that one be for today. But honestly, I think the what kind of just comes to mind with it is it's almost like the, yeah, he might prosper for a time, but is that going to help in the long run? I don't know. It's a very odd one, very odd one. And yeah, you know, I'm just going to have to let that one go and move on. Because I can't really, speak to that one properly. It doesn't feel right to say, yes, a bribe is like a good thing. Yeah. But maybe it is something that's seen as a neutral way out. I don't know. Let's move on. I have to spend some time praying about that one and see if there's anything else that comes up and mention that in the comment things later. Okay, verse 9. Love prospers when fault. Oh, love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Mm-hmm. A single rebuke does more for a person of understanding than 100 lashes on the back of a fool. Evil people are eager for rebellion, but they will be severely punished. It's safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than to confront a fool caught in foolishness. So true. Man, when they're cornered, these fools will just, it becomes unpredictable. So, you know, it's sometimes, especially if they've done it to themselves, confronting them doesn't really add anything to it. And so, yeah, sometimes it's better to just let them be. Difficult, I know, but along with that, if you repay good with evil, evil will never leave your house. Starting a quarrel is like opening a floodgate. So stop before a dispute breaks out. That one is so important. And there's sometimes this that I go back and forth, but I've been very convicted lately. It's like the post-it note I have right here, convicted content. We become what we tolerate. And I know there's people that are not thrilled, I guess is the way I'd say it, with what the organization that I'm part of is doing in terms of we're inviting Riley Gaines to speak at our opening event. And It's not that's bad in and of itself. It's just that she's just become this polarizing figure, which is weird when you really boil it down. You know, why, you know, it's like because she's associated with a thing, people just assume she is that thing. It doesn't make any sense. So am I starting a quarrel by posting about it? I don't think so. But others seem to think so. It's just a weird, weird thing where, you know, I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm just trying to be bold. And there's a difference. You know, I'm not trying to be offensive, but I'm not afraid of offending. If that makes sense. It's one of those things where I was like, I'm not going to shy away just because you might be offended. I'm not going to not say what needs to be said because you're potentially offended. Now, that's different than a quarrel breaking out or starting a quarrel. And if it does happen in a circumstance like that, for example, then it's best to stop that before it breaks out. So in other words, you know, I think the last few times I've handled things like this, I want to say that I've gotten better about this, but the idea here is to see kind of that notion of, and we've talked about this before a while ago about like rolling the tape back. Okay, let's review the video cassette. For those of you that are not of this generation, we used to have these things we had to use to watch videos on before YouTube and all this kind of stuff, where we had these magnetic tapes that were stored on reels. And so you had to roll them forward backwards to see what was going on. And so what you could do is reverse them and play them again. And so you'd see it go backwards and then see it go forward again. And you could see how things, so if you go backwards, you have the gift of foresight. You already know what's going to happen. And so you can go backwards and say, oh, hey, this is going to happen. There it is. Oh, and then it happened. So starting a quarrel is like that. So you know how it's going to end, right? So the idea is to splice the tape. That's what you used to have to do. You had to take the tape and then literally cut it and then put the new tape on it and splice it together and then play it forward. Which way is forward? I don't know. But then you had to, that's what you had to do. That's the way that worked. So the idea here is that stopping a quarrel before a dispute breaks out is to say, you know what, before this becomes a big deal, splice the tape, put a new tape in, put a new thing there, because we know how it's going to end. Otherwise, let's go ahead and replace it. When I go through the process of producing this video today, I'm going to do a little bit of that cutting and slicing. So you're never going to know, but something I'm going to do, but it's not for this. All right, let's move on. I think you get it. I hope. If not, let me know and I can clarify further. Verse 15, acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, both are detestable to the Lord. It is senseless to pay to educate a fool, since he has no heart for learning. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. I'm not sure about this one. I hate to do this twice in a row or twice in an episode, but brother is born to help in time of need. I'm not positive that's what the other translations have said. So let's roll back the tape. Actually, let's leave it on the message for the time being. Friends lose through all kinds of weather. Families stick together in all kinds of trouble. Okay. Let's have a look at Amplified. Yeah. A friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity is what that says. So right here, verse 17. The interesting thing about that is it born to help in need or born for adversity? It is kind of a, yeah, I have to wonder about that myself. Because in some cases it is saying that, that friends are loyal, but family may not be. And then other proverbs note that, you know, taking trouble to neighbors is better than taking it to your family, because your family will kind of remember that and carry it forward and always ask about it, that sort of thing. And this is like one of those things where it's like, it's just a recipe for future misery to rely on your family too much for this kind of thing. It's better to rely on the people that are kind of in the works with you, your neighbors. But, because of that, that's what we call literary criticism, where we're taking the overall work and judging, you know, patterns of how it usually is and that sort of thing, and tying those together to make sure our translations are proper. And so I have to admit, I have some questions, let's put it that way. And so on this one again, and it very well could be that this is literally what this is meant to say, but it's because of the other translations I've seen and because of that pattern that I have to kind of throw the flag a little bit on this one and say, are we sure? And I warned you all about this, that there's those little nuances of translation. And this is where I really do believe that Holy Spirit comes in and interprets this. So it's, yeah, the pattern here is a friend is always loyal. So picking a friend that's always going to be loyal is important. Yesterday I went to see, there's a center that's opening up in, the Franklin area. That's a counseling center. And, when Dan and Joanne Miller moved from Franklin down to the Sarasota area in Florida, they had this bronze eagle that they decided to donate to them. And so we went and saw this yesterday, and just kind of thinking about Dan and that sort of thing. One of the last, I thought it was the last public talk I ever saw him do, was talking about this a little bit about how do you know what kind of quality relationships you have in your life, and to say, okay, who's on your 3 a.m. list? You know, who would you call if it was 3 a.m. and you needed $10,000? You know, who would you call? And the idea is that you would call friends for that, not family. So who's on that list? You know, so that's what I'm talking about here. When it comes to verse 17, is who is going to be on that 3 a.m. list. So you don't have to be worried about that sort of thing with family, because, you know, friends are, like I said, in the turf with you a little bit more. And so who's on that list? And I'm still working on that. You know, honestly, I have some people that I think are close to, maybe not bailing me out of jail, but, you know, would be willing to help me in a bind because they know my character. But I've still got to work on that. I got to still work on being that person for someone else first. So that's a big deal. Let's move on to verse 18. It's poor judgment to guarantee another person's debt or put up security for a friend. So again, what I just said does not mean you take out a loan or go into debt or anything like that, or to co-sign for a loan to get a friend out of peril. That's not a 3 a.m. buddy. That's a drinking buddy with bad judgment is what that is. Don't be talked into things like, y'all, you're just such a good friend, you're going to help me out. And yeah, that's not the way that works. Verse 19. We're going to get through this, I promise. Anyone who loves to quarrel loves sin. Anyone who trusts in high walls invites disaster. The crooked heart will not prosper. The lying tongue tumbles into trouble. It is painful to be the parent of a fool. There is no joy for the father of a rebel. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Ah, here we go. The wicked take secret bribes to pervert the course of justice. So it's that secret part that is potentially bad here. And that's why bribes kind of doesn't resonate with me. Maybe it's more of like a gift kind of thing, like the Message translation was saying. I don't know. But in this, it would definitely be, you know, the wicked take secret bribes to pervert the course of justice. In other words, they are benefiting from changing things or being in, you know, using their influence in such a way that would cause bad things to happen that are not truly justice. Verse 24, sensible people keep their eyes glued on wisdom, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Foolish children bring grief to their father and bitterness to the one that gave them birth. Or foolish children are a foolish son and bitterness to the one who gave them birth. It is wrong to punish the godly for being good or to flog leaders for being honest. Yeah. Tell that to our society. A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even-tempered. Even though fools are thought wise when they keep silent, with their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. This one is always fun. The concept that fools seem wise when they're, they seem intelligent, but they're not actually. So it is kind of hilarious that you have this whole, one implication of this is sometimes it's just better to stay silent overall. But it is one of those things where it's just like, just because they're silent, don't assume they're wise, that sort of thing. So in any case, very interesting day, very interesting translation here. No day is going to be perfect, and we're always going to find, or not always, but we will sometimes find these little weird patterns and discrepancies and things like that. So yeah, shouldn't be apologizing necessarily here, but at the same time, I do apologize for my lack of understanding, if that makes sense. So hopefully that'll be corrected. That's always my, my wish for this and to keep going. That's why we read so many different translations too. I could break this apart and, honestly, in future iterations of all this, might end up doing just that. But in any case, I do hope you're blessed by the best and then that you go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. Oh, and don't forget, we have a giveaway going on all this month of April, giving away a copy of Jesus, the High Road Leader. You find a link to that in the description and how to enter and all that kind of fun jazz. So good stuff. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow.
Better dry crust with peace all around than a house full of feasts with anger unbound. A wise servant will come to rule over disgrace, claiming inheritance with a calm, steady pace.
test the silver and gold refined. Hearts are tested in the heat of the mind. A wicked one listens to lips of deceit. A liar enjoys every malicious treat. Hold your tongue if it spews out lies. Gossip spreads like wildfire through the skies. Wisdom walks, it doesn't run. Patience stays till trouble's done. A joyful heart is good medicine to find. Crushed spirits dry up bones left behind. A friend loves at all times standing near. As a brother born from adversity's tear. Building a gate high invites a ruin within. Joy and justice guide the wise, the darkness plagues the foolish guys. Chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day. Proverbs every day. Hold your tongue if it spews out lies. Hold your tongue if it spews out lies. Gossip spreads like wildfires through the skies. Wisdom walks.